and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. And welcome to episode 217, the Getting It Done episode. Oh my goodness. You know, a few episodes back, I was going on about slow quilting and too much emphasis on production and getting things out into the world and onto Instagram and, you know, if it, blah, 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 blah. And of course, now I feel like I'm just pushing out quilts like little tortillas on a tortilla assembly line. I don't know why that image came to me, but it did. Anyway, it's just funny. You know, the star quilt came together very quickly, and then the latest finished top, which is Sweep Exit, that's what I'm calling it, and I talk about that in a quilt diary, why I call it that. But I have to remind myself, of course, with Sweep Exit, that was a top that was 80%, 85% finished, and then just hanging there waiting for the last 15%, and I needed help with that, which I got from my friend Patty. Also talk about that in Quilt Diary. So that wasn't an actual look what I just whipped up this week. You know, that was a unfinished top that I finished. And now I have finished the back, and you can see that in the show notes. And that actually took a long, not a long, I mean, it took about a week to finish up the back. It's all improvised piece. It was very fun. I like it a lot. It is tempting to also make it a quilt top, but no. We have to start quilting quilts, which is what I'm about to do, maybe starting this weekend, I hope. And I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the unquilting, because I know that's part of my process, so why not embrace it? But yeah, we've moved on from that whole, I'm going to take 3 months and work on this quilt, and don't impose your high production values on me or whatever. That's all over. Whip them out, baby. Yeah. Getting it done, just like the title of this episode says. I think that I do not have anything to tell you right now, because I actually just did my first quilt diary at the beginning of this week, just finished the second one 2 seconds ago. So I think you're going to find everything that I need to say in the quilt diaries. So let's move on to the quilt diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Tuesday. It's Halloween, which means it's Will's birthday. He turns 15. He is 15. He turned 15 about 2 a.m. this morning. Oh, what a night that was. I thought I was going to have that baby in the car on the way to the hospital. True story. I didn't, but I had that baby really close to after I got to the hospital. No epidural, no painkillers, just let's go. I wanted the epidural. I am a physical coward, and I resist pain of all sorts. Try not to self-medicate too much, but if someone else is offering me medication, I'll take it. Didn't get it. Was too late. So anyway, I'm in the process of decorating the house. We don't go overboard on Halloween, as you might think that a family with a Halloween baby would. We did more when the boys were little, of course. And, you know, I was talking with a friend today about back in the day when we'd make Halloween costumes. Now, I have never been a garment sewer, but it was more putting things together. When the boys were really little, I think when Will, maybe his, well, what would be his second Halloween when he was one, no, maybe two, I'm not sure, I'm trying to think how old he was, he must have been two, and then Jack would have been five, that doesn't seem right, but you don't care, they were little guys, and I made them frog costumes, and it was very simple, like with green t-shirts and green sweatpants, and then made cute little frog hats with ping pong ball eyes, and I don't even remember now where I got that idea, but there was no sewing involved. Some cutting and some gluing. At that time, I'm not sure I was doing any sewing. Maybe a little bit of household decor, which is kind of, those were my first sewing experiences, making some curtains, making an apron. So that was back in the day. Jack, I'll be interested. It wouldn't surprise me if he dressed up tonight, if he can put together some kind of costume. He would still be into it. Will, not at all. And Will did not trick-or-treat last year. He won't trick-or-treat this year. I don't know what his plan is. in particular. A friend of his had a party on Friday night. It was just a bunch of guys. And it was for, ostensibly for Will and another friend of theirs, Pablo. And Pablo's birthday was last week. And in fact, I noticed on Will's desk there's a Dick's gift card from one of the guys who was there. So I think it really was some sort of birthday celebration, which is really nice. And to say, and this kid's parents may think I'm crazy, but Will said, can I go to a party at Oliviero's? And I'm like, yeah, I just need to call his parents or email with his parents and make sure that they're going to be there. And it turns out it really wasn't that kind of party, but it's good to get Will used to the fact that I will do this for the next couple years, even if I know the parents. But certainly if I don't, and I don't know this boy, I don't know the parents. And, you know, and his mom was very nice, but they're European, so they might be thinking, oh, these stupid Americans. But I'm just like, yeah, I don't send my kid to people's houses unless I've at least made contact with some adults there. Anyway, I think he had fun. And so he had a kind of party. And I think that's enough for him. But I wouldn't be surprised to hear that Jack and his friends at Davidson, where we visited recently for Family Weekend, for Parents Weekend. I think it's called Family Weekend, but Will opted out early on. He made plans. He actually made plans. He talked to his friend Ashank's mom, who's also my friend. Well, Ashank's mom is my friend. Ashank is Will's friend, but they love Will, and Will's also friends with Ashank's sister. So, yes, in fact, Ashank's mom, Sonal, got in touch with me. She got in touch. She contacted me and said, if Will would like to come stay with us during Family Weekend, he's more than welcome to. I'm like, oh, good Lord. So it's just me and the man, and we had a very nice time. Jack was a very good host, and Jack is a really quiet guy, and he talked to us a good bit, a good deal more than he usually does. He is having a great time and likes his classes and doing well and all of that. So although he told me a story about there's on the Davidson campus, right on the edge of the campus, there is a chapel, and it's an old Presbyterian chapel, steeples, the whole thing. And apparently one night he and his friends climbed to the top on the outside. I'm like, don't tell me any more stories like that. I don't want to know. Anywho, it's Halloween, and we will have a pumpkin. Our house is kind of set back just a little bit. It's not set back so much as it's set up, and we have a gravel driveway, and it needs in bad need of grading, to be honest. And it's a little bit, if you're at night, it's dark up here. We have a light way up at the top of our driveway. This, for some reason, our end of the street does not have a light. So we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters who come up to the house. And so we put a chair with a pumpkin down at the bottom of the driveway and a bowl of candy. And some years the candy has not been touched, but we're starting to get some more little kids in the neighborhood. The older folks here, most of them retired Duke professors. This neighborhood was built for Duke professors, was developed by Duke University for professors. Now these professors are going on to the next phase to assisted living or retirement communities. And we're getting some younger families, so we've got more kids who are trick-or-treating. So last year, we actually got some trick-or-treaters, which is nice because I don't need all that candy in the house. I don't get a ton because we don't get a ton of people. Anyway, I need to make Will's birthday cake. We've gotten him some presents, and we do decorate. I do decorate. Just I have some candy corn lights and two little Halloween buildings. You know, we have I have a Christmas village every year, and it's that kind of Christmas village kind of ceramic houses that have lights inside, and I'll light those up, and so it'll be nice. I have a feeling with Will, who's a really fun kid, talks to us a lot more than Jack, and is very good company. I have a feeling that now that he's 15, he's a little bit more, and now that Jack is gone, he's still a nice guy. He still chats. It's not that, but you have a sense he's like, I do not need the full brunt of your parental attention on me at all times. And so in the sense of him making himself a little bit more scarce these days, but we should have fun one way or another. So happy Halloween. What to tell you? I actually wrote down a list so I wouldn't forget anything. So I told you about Jack's, the Parents Weekend was just recently, and also another recent event is Jackie Gehring. I was supposed to have a class with her last weekend, weekend before, and it was through my little chapter of the Modern Quilt Guild. Everyone was very excited, and she got sick. She actually got here for the trunk show and was fabulous. She just really was. She's very down to earth, very funny, but funny in a not so much a like you're watching a comedian perform. I've seen speakers who are really funny and they're great, but she's more funny, just sort of like a funny friend who's telling you good stories. And she brought all these quilts, and she's totally cool. She's just like, you know, when it was over, she's like, come and pet the quilts, look at them, feel them, have fun with them. The only one she brought, her Bang Your Dead quilt, which is a, you know, at this point a fairly iconic modern quilt. She brought that, and that was the one she said that she asked us not to touch, and I think she's folded away. And she talked, you know, she said a lot of interesting things talking about modern quilting. And one of the things she talked about in terms of design was negative space and how it's being used or not being used. Because, you know, negative space is a hallmark of modern quilting. But she thinks negative space should be very active, and, you know, through the quilting, through how it interacts. So it's not just here's a big element and it's surrounded by a lot of dark or light fabric, you know, that is quilted somewhere or another, that it really should be used as an active design element. And she showed us a quilt, which you may have seen if you're interested in modern quilts. It's called Running Man. Her husband is a runner. And it's a really cool quilt. And it's a figure. It's a somewhat abstract figure, but you can tell it's a human figure running. And she talked about how when she first quilted it, she just did straight line quilting up and down, and she realized that wasn't adding anything to the quilt. And how she ended up quilting it, the quilting itself has a lot of movement. I think there's like, not swirls, but it's, you know, swoops and swopes and curves. And I don't think I'm making that up. I don't think it was that she just did straight line. But it was definitely, yeah, I think there was a lot of curved quilting that gave the quilt a sense of movement. And it was really cool. So I think that's important to think about. I think, you know, I'm always interested in watching how modern quilting is developing and how it's developing as people's skills grow. You know, in the way that right now we're seeing a lot of curved piecing. Sometimes I'm like, okay, tired of the curved piecing, except I'm doing curved piecing, and my next quilt that I have planned after I get all my quilting done on all these quilts I have lined up for quilting, I think is going to be curved. And in fact, okay, so Jackie Gehring comes Friday, is wonderful, does the amazing trunk show. I get to the workshop Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and someone who's walking out to her car to get something says, did you hear? Jackie's sick. She's not going to be here. And I hadn't heard that. They'd sent out an email, but I think I'd already left by the time the email had come, or I hadn't checked my email that morning. And so we didn't have Jackie doing it's an insert piecing workshop that she does. And it's not called slash insert, or is it? But it's, and I was, and to be honest, I was fascinated by some of her quilts that they're not applique. Some quilts that she makes where my choice, given the design, would be to applique it. She pieces. And I would love to figure out how she does that. So I hope she will come back to teach us how she does that. But because she was sick, the wonderful Michelle Wilkie, who is in our guild, but is also, I think, you know, a very, very much an up and coming quilt designer. She has quilts in lots of shows and magazines, and does this amazing work and does a lot of improv piecing. So she did an improv class, and we had so much fun. And we were there from 10 to 4. Now, as an introvert, you know, I'm starting to fade around 2. But I sat, there were two people to a table. So I sat across from my friend Patty, and then behind us was our friend Joy. So we had our, you know, and although Joy was facing up into the corner because she wanted to really concentrate. But so we had a lovely time. Michelle actually, and she was doing this anyway, catered, which is to say she made a big pot of chili and a big pot of ratatouille, and it was delicious. And people had a lot of fun. And she just, you know, we started off with some just basic, you know, cutting and, you know, cutting strips of uneven sizes and, you know, some real basic improv stuff and sewing them together. And it's always amazing to me how fabulous so much of this stuff looks. Just, I don't know, because it does, because it's funky and fun. And then moved on to orange peels. Is that what they're called? Or orange slices? Maybe orange slice. And no, I think it's orange peel. I don't know. You tell me. Someone is yelling the answer right now. If only I could hear you. And triangles. And just had a really fun day. And if I think about it, I will post my little design wall that I shared with Patty. Speaking of Patty, Patty is my guild, and we've been friends for about a year now. And Patty, unlike me, is good at math. She's a math person. And I thought of her the other day. I guess it was just last week. I'm trying to think. A couple weeks ago? Anyway, it was before the workshop. So I wanted to finish up what I've been calling Stellar 2. Name change, I'll tell you about that in a second. Or Stellar Junior. But there's one, you know, I've talked about how there were two places. There are two places in the quilt where out of half square triangles come sort of rays of white. And this is my friend Adele made up this design. I had the improvised medallion, we'll call it, and I put it up on Twilters. And Michelle said, I mean, not Michelle, Adele. I think I'm losing my mind quite slowly, in case you're wondering. If this sounds really crazy, contact the man or my doctor. And Adele posted a picture, I've talked about this in past episodes, sort of extending lines from the medallion out into a black background. Fabulous, fabulous idea. And so I did it with one of the half square triangles, extending it out into black. And it looked great, but it took me a long time to make it work. And there's a tiny little jag there. It wasn't perfect. And having to do the other one kind of has kept me from getting back to that top. And then one morning I just had the thought, like, Patty could help me. Patty's good at math and good at EQ7. So I emailed her and said, would you help me? And she said, sure. And she asked for, you know, give me these dimensions, give me this. And she did the numbers, and then she told me how to do it and did a little diagram, and it worked. It was great, and it fit perfectly. No little jags. So yay for friends, for quilty friends, and yay for quilty friends who know how to do math. And it really took me no time at all to do it. So I finally finished that top, and I posted the finished top and said, looking for a name. Now, much to my disappointment, I have not heard back from Quilt and Jenny on this, because she has named, I think, she named Stellar, she named Sit In. So I'm always, like, curious about what name she'll come up with next. But another friend of mine, Danielle, who's not a quilter, but who follows me on Instagram. I mean, she does a lot more. She's a really good old friend. But she follows my quilty stuff on Instagram and is very interested in the quilts. And I guess she looked at all the hashtags that I put on there, and one of them was improv. And she said, well, you know, in theater, there's several kind of fun terms around improv theater. And she named one of them, and one of them was Sweep Exit. Wow, I just like how that sounds. That's very cool. Well, sweep exit, as I understand it from doing some Google searching, is so you've got several actors, or how many of our actors, up on stage. They're involved in an improv performance, and at some point it's got to stop, right? Because it doesn't have a natural ending. They don't have a script. They're just making it up as it goes along. So the director, whoever's in charge, at some point comes out and signals them to get off the stage or to stop what they're doing. But I think it's just to break up the scene, and that's called a sweep exit. And what I loved about that is that this idea, because this quilt is improvised from scraps, right? And so I like the idea of it sort of exiting from one quilt into the next quilt, exiting from Stellar into this quilt, although this wasn't supposed to be a new quilt, it's just supposed to be a quilt back, but that's not what happened. But also the idea of sweeping up fabric scraps and then making something new out of them. So that is what I'm calling it, sweep exit. And the top is done, and I'll put a picture of it in the show notes. And then I started working again with scraps on the back, and I'm almost done with the back. You know, the sweep exit is 50 by 66. So I want to make the back 54 by 70, Does that sound right? Add a couple inches, make it the back a little bigger than the front. And I've got it long enough, but now I've got to get it wide enough. And it's just adding strips. It's black, dark gray, white, and red. And so at this point, I'm pretty ready to be done, so I'm just adding long strips to either side. It's long enough, again, trying to get it wide enough. It looks pretty cool. But Patty was kidding me. She said, you know, you're going to finish doing that, and then you're just going to decide it's another quilt top. This, you know, and it's interesting because I really like it. I think it looks super cool, but it doesn't feel like a top to me. So I'm happy to use it as a back. I like it when quilts have sort of fronts and backs that work nicely, you know, and a lot of times they do. But that is one reason I love a pieced back, even though they take longer to do, is that, it's fun when you turn a quilt around and say, yeah, and this looks really cool too. So yay for that. So now I had to order some thread. I needed black thread and red thread. I've got gray and white. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to quilt this. I think just in segments and doing straight line quilting, which I just am in love with right now. So I look forward, sort of, to doing that. And then we'll see where we are. If I finish that in time, I probably will submit that to QuiltCon along with sit-in and wing. And I think that will be it. And I do want to quilt Stars Upon Stars. I don't know if I would enter that in or not. I like it a lot. I think it's a really cute quilt. We'll see. Probably not. Maybe next year. I don't know. But I do want to get all the quilts quilted, at least up through Stellar. So the Stars Upon Stars, Stellar, as well as Sweep Exit. I do have an idea for a new quilt. I was looking through a book of North Carolina quilts from the State Documentation Project. And there's one that was made in the early 20th century. And it's, I can't remember, it's called Melon. Melon something. I don't know, but it's orange. Imagine big petals. And the background is black, and it makes there's a really neat secondary pattern. It's just super cool looking, and I love orange and black. I guess maybe I'm just all Halloween-y. But the orange is kind of a cheddar. And so, oh, here comes the man. I'd started talking because he's working at home today, and this was like my one time to talk. He got back from the PO faster than I thought he would. Anyway, but I will finish up. So the orange is a cheddar, so I have to find that, which is going to be harder to do online, you know, because you don't know with what you're seeing. Like, if you're looking at all these orange solids, it's like, it reads cheddar online. Is it really going to look cheddar in real life? That is what I will have to figure out. Actually, looking at my list, I think I've covered everything. No, I have not, but I'm going to pause so I can tell the man I'm podcasting. Okay. So the last thing on my list is I'm making a new design board. And I don't know, you know, I feel like I may have talked about this in a recent episode that I wanted to make a new design board. And I finally, last week, I had written all morning. I was not going to the gym in the afternoon. And it was nice. And Will was staying at school until 4:30 or 5. So I thought, you know, I actually don't have anything to do. I'm going to go to Lowe's and I'm going to get a piece of, it's polystyrene. It's essentially a hard, it's insulation board, right? So it's sort of a hard foam board. And I did. I went at Lowe's. I'm pretty sure it's, we have a Lowe's and a Home Depot, and I use those names interchangeably, but I'm pretty sure this is Lowe's. They come in boards. They're 8 feet long, 4 feet wide. And what you do is you go back to the home improvement desk and you ask someone to cut it down. For me, I got it cut down to 6 feet. I have a minivan. It's kind of an older one. It's almost 13 years old. Oh, my Lord. And I had already put down all the seats, so it was easy to fit that in there. Not easy, but it was doable. The last time I got one, I didn't have it cut down, and that was really hard. That was really hard to get in my car. And then I came home and cut it myself and didn't do a great job. It's much better to get the guys or gals at Lowe's to do it for you. So now, in fact, one of the things, I need to go make Will's birthday cake, and then I need to go out to the garage and find the scary stapler. What do you call that? A power stapler? I don't know, but it's scary. But I have flannel, to put on the board. And then I will have two boards. Actually, we'll have three because I also brought home not just the cut board, the 6x4, but also the 2x4 that was left over. And I think I'm going to cover that as well with flannel and have a little mini design board. So I'm excited. I need that. I have said more than once, I feel like having a design board, just one 6x4 design board, that limits the size of my quilts. And even as I'm working on the back four sweep exit, I feel like, you know, it's 50 at this point, it's 50 inches wide. No, it'll be 54 because I'm adding more fabric, and that's bigger than 48. So I really, and I have other quilts even bigger. So I do, I want two boards. And I'm looking forward to having two boards. It will be a little bit of a tight fit. I will put it next to where I've always had the first design board. I have a mannequin, like a sewing dress form, I guess is actually what I have. And it's got a big hoop skirt on. I got one of my book club Christmas parties. We do gag gifts and someone brought in a hoop skirt. I'm not sure why they had it. I think from maybe like a wedding where they were a bridesmaid and had to wear hoops. This is the South, so that's a very plausible scenario. And so my dress form is wearing the hoop skirt. It's the undergarment of the hoop skirt. You know, so it's really the petty. Would you call it a petticoat? I don't know, because it's not a coat. It's a skirt. Petty skirt. I don't know. It's the hoops covered with cotton. And then I have my red cowboy boots underneath that are sticking out, and then a Durham Farmers Market t-shirt on the top part of the dress form, and then a Durham Bulls hat on the neck because the dress form does not have a head. Anyway, it has occupied that corner for a long time. I may have to dismantle that setup so I have enough room for the design, both design boards, but I really want both design boards up. So anyway, I should stop talking so I can go make birthday cake and put together my design boards. Let's see. So it is Tuesday, the 31st. I do plan to have this up on Friday, so I'll probably talk to you a little bit more. But if I forget this, either in the next quilt diary or else in the beginning of, you know, in the intro to the quilt diaries, I do want to remind you I'm doing a giveaway. Krista Watson's new book about using pre-cuts in your quilts, and this is something she's an expert at, a darling book. So if you're interested, leave a comment and I will do that drawing. I can't remember. I set a date. I don't know what the date is. Maybe November 10th. That sounds about right. Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit more later. Quilt Diary Day 2. It is Friday, November 3rd, 2017. And I actually have a plan to post this later tonight. Fingers crossed that happens. I am on the porch. We can still be on the porch. We can be on the porch today because it's 80 degrees. No comment. I'm here with Travis the Quilt Dog. I've just started in the last two episodes calling him Travis the Quilt Dog, and it's really tickling me to do that. I'm already amending my sentence before I even say it. I was going to say I finished the back to sweep exit, but looking at the picture of it, which you can do, it's on the blog, on the show notes, as we say, there's something going on the right hand side that I really like. There is there are two different spots where there is a vertical row of half square triangles, red and gray, and they look sawtoothy. And there's one that's maybe four units long, and the others maybe two or three, maybe just two. Anyway, and they're fairly big. They're maybe 3 inches, and maybe even four. They're big. And I really like how they look, but I realize they're right on the edge, and therefore they could get cut off, and that whole look will be done in. Whereas over on the left-hand side, there's not much interesting going on. So my thought is I may add a 2-inch, maybe even 3-inch black vertical strip next to add that on the right hand side, so when the back gets cut down to fit with the front and to be bound, I won't lose those half-square triangles. I don't think. I think that will work, and I will just be, yeah, I'll just make sure. I'll work it out. I probably won't. I'll probably mess it up, but I'll try to work it out. But I want to do what I can not to lose those. So I am done, and my next step, which may happen tonight, it's Friday night. Man, I love Friday night. Do you love Friday night? First of all, I wash my sheets on Friday. So that is just this wonderful thing on Friday night when it's bedtime to go upstairs and have fresh sheets on the bed. Just a lovely thing. You think, why not wash sheets every day? Because who's got that kind of time? Nobody's got that kind of time. But you can do it once a week, and you get in bed, and it just feels so good and fresh and wonderful. So that's a good thing about Friday. Also, I don't have to get up tomorrow. I mean, I do eventually. And instead of getting up at 7, which is what I usually do, which really is not all that early. I know so many people who for work or because their kids have to go to school really, really early, or just it's just their thing that they get up earlier than that. But for me, 7, I mean, I stay up. I go to bed at 11 and I get up at 7, right? So, you know, that's how that works. I stay up late-ish. But even if I just sleep to like 7:10, it's just nice to ease into the day. Instead of getting up and getting dressed and going downstairs and waking up Will and going downstairs and getting the coffee going and the water for Will's oatmeal and putting the dishes away and on and on and on. All that. Instead, you kind of just ease out of bed and get up and read for a little while. And Travis the quilt dog and I take our W-A-L-K. I can't say the word. He's sitting here. If I say it, then he'll look at me very expectantly, and no one can guilt trip me better than my dog. So anyway, so I love Friday night, and of course it's the funnest Sunday of the year, because it is fall back. If you can just keep it out of your head that one, daylight savings is stupid, and two, that does mean in the spring you will have to spring forward. What are we doing? Falling back and getting that extra hour, which is really nice. And yeah, and you just don't think about springing forward. Springing forward is, well, sucks. But yeah, but I enjoy falling back until I have to pay the piper. So I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's a very slow weekend. I have my writing workshop tomorrow and then Saturday church, and that's about it. Next weekend, have I mentioned? I may have mentioned. If I have mentioned, then I'm going to sound braggy, but I don't think I have. Next weekend, I'm actually going to Washington, D.C. I'm giving a talk at the National Archives as part of they're doing a big event over Friday and Saturday. They have a new exhibit opening up on the Vietnam War. The big star of the show, and I think he will be speaking Friday, is, of course, Ken Burns. And then I'm the big star set. No, I'm not. They wanted to do some sort of children's programming. And my book, Shooting the Moon, is, in fact, a novel about Vietnam. So I'm going to do that. So this coming week, I will, of course, feel anxious and nervous about that all week. I've written my talk, so I will just spend time this coming week practicing it, because I don't actually like to read from notes. I actually like to, it's almost like memorizing a play, and it's just better that way. I will have my talk written out, and I will have it there with me if I need it, but usually I don't, which usually means I miss something I meant to say, but it's just more naturalistic, you know, natural. It just is more conversational. And I like doing it that way. So I'm not actually scared of public speaking, but just, you know, it's more of just, you play mind games with yourself and whatever. But right now, this weekend, none of that's happening. It's just us on the porch with Travis the quilt dog. But back to quilting my quilt. I don't know how I got onto that little digression, but I did. Surprise. So I have, first of all, I constructed my second design board. Very easy to do. So it's all put together. So now I have, it's great because I have essentially two design boards functioning as a design wall, 8 feet across, 6 feet up. It's just really nice. I do need that space, and I put a picture on the show notes so you can see what that looks like. It's not a great picture, but if you've been with me for any amount of time, you don't expect great photography from me. So that's exciting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to baste the quilt sandwich on the wall. And I'm going to try to pin baste it. And I think I should know within about 30 seconds whether that's going to work or not. But I love, if I can do it, you know, the board, the insulation board, I mean, it is a foam board, but it's pretty thick. So I don't think I'm going to find that I've stuck my pins all the way into the board. I think, again, as I said, I think I'll know within a few seconds whether or not that's going to work. But my idea would be to take the back, of course, flip it so it is wrong side up, and really pin it so it's not falling, and then, do what you do. I guess that could be the hard thing, is whether or not the batting will stick to the back wall. I could probably pin it. I don't know. I'll figure. We'll be talking about this next time, whether or not this worked. It may not. If not, I can bring it out to the porch since it is 80 degrees. We've got a table out here. It's not huge. It's a nice Pottery Barn outdoor table. And looking at it, I would say it is probably 3 feet wide, maybe possibly 3.5, and 5.5 to 6 feet long. So, you know, I could baste it out here. It's just a pain to get down on the floor. Now, with sit-in, you know, I spray basted. But I'm not sure, for me at least, spray basting big quilts, that was a mistake with that quilt. I should have actually just gone out and bought more curved pins and pinned it, because, you know, I ended up having problems. I ended up having just some puffiness, and I had to redo some stuff because I was not happy with how that turned out. But when I redid and I pin basted, then everything was fine. So I think spray basting is something I might do with smaller quilts, or I might just watch several more tutorials to figure out what I'm doing. Now, how am I going to quilt sweep exit? I don't know. In bits and pieces, I think. And I do like that quilting, kind of quilting where it is sectional, you know? So we'll see. The big question will be how to quilt the big black spaces, the black fabric, the negative space, and thinking about what Jackie Gehring was saying at her talk, whenever that was, a week ago. It's been so busy that I'm getting my weeks all mixed up. But anyway, but she did talk about using that negative, making that negative space active. And I'm not quite sure how to do that, but you know, I'm not afraid of unquilting, so it will all work out, and you will hear all about it next time. I'm not sure what else I have to tell you. I did get the Kaif Facet autobiography, which is called Dreaming in Color. My library didn't have it, but I did interlibrary loan. I love interlibrary loan, and I've been looking at that in the mornings. It's, you know, he's an interesting dude, man. He's 80. Like, he's 82, I think. I had no idea. I thought, I really had no idea. Zero idea. And I know Kaif Facet, I know people tend to either love him. He's like the cilantro of fabric designers, right? You love him or you hate him. There's very little in between. I love him. I do, but I understand why people hate him. I mean, not him personally, but don't like his designs. It is one of those things that you get it. It's not like, how could you not love Kaif? It's like, no, I totally get why you don't love him, but I really do. And I'm seeing some really neat stuff done with his fabric right now, with hexes and these stars and whatever that I love. So go Kaif. But, you know, he had kind of an eccentric upbringing, no surprise. And, you know, he's just kind of brilliant. And it's fun. Mostly it's fun to look at the pictures and to see what a really talented artist he's always been. But, you know, even just when he's drawing, and when he was younger and drawing and painting, very, very talented. And I think, you know, he's gay, and was a very handsome young man, and I think his face got him into all kinds of parties, and so he definitely knew a lot of glamorous people and was glamorous himself, and yeah, so it's interesting. I'm skimming through. I don't really need to know every facet of his life. That's a Kaif Facet. Anyway, the pictures are pretty. I'm enjoying them. And I'm also reading I just bought it used. Rosemary Pilcher, Winter Solstice. I just want that kind of read. As well, now that it's 80 degrees, I'm not in the mood, but it's going to cool down again. And there's something about that. I think I'm ready to slow down for winter and kind of hibernate a bit. Not too much, because as we know, if I hibernate too much, I get sad. I need to get my sad lamp out, by the way. That needs to happen. If you struggle with a seasonal, what is it? What's the A? Now I can't remember. Affectation? That can't be right. But whatever it is, if you get blue during the winter, I highly recommend the sad lamp. And I need to get mine out, because sometimes I wait too long. And this is a really good time to start, especially with daylight savings kicking in. Yes, but anyway. So I have to be careful about hibernating too much, or I get kind of lonely. But that's always been my deal, is like how to balance socializing and solitude. But yeah, I feel like it, particularly after next week with the talk at the National Archives. And I put a link. You can watch me. It's live streaming on YouTube, baby. So if you really need to get a little Francis D in your life, a little extra, a little visual, right? If you need the visuals, you can watch. But yes, so once that is over, things really quiet down. I mean, there's Christmas, I'm looking forward to that. So I did get this because I like Rosamund Pilcher. I like those kind. You know, she's very. I don't know. I like that kind of fiction, and I think it's particular. I think what she does really, really well. It's a kind of domestic fiction, but with characters who are interesting, and she writes well, etc., etc. So that's what I'm reading right now, and I am watching Stranger Things, and I am watching This Is Us, and as always, Parks and Rec. Oh, I love Parks and Rec. So I want to say thank you to everyone who commented on the last episode, on episode 2016, the Stars Upon Thars episodes. So thank you to Patty, to Suze, who is who wrote. It's so nice to support the homemade podcast. Yay, go Suze. Thanks to Andra, to Colleen, Jane, some of these folks. It's like I love seeing their names, because I've been seeing their names for so long, like Margaret K and Ellen D. Oh, another old friend, Betty George, who immediately thought of the Sneetches when she saw Stars Upon Thars. Yay, yes. And Carol and Noni, who is such a faithful commenter, and which I really appreciate. So thank you to everyone for commenting, and I love hearing from you. So, and whether it's, you know, in your head, I know that's happening, happens for me too. But obviously I love seeing comments. So I will be back in a couple of weeks. I'll tell you all about DC and where I am in my quilting adventure. So I think the plan is swing exit. What did I just say? Sweep exit. Sorry. See, I'm still learning the name of my quilt. And then I think Stars Upon Stars, and then Stellar. I think that's the order of my quilting, and I will probably start a new quilt while I'm doing all that, and you will hear all about it here on the Off Kilter Quilt. I hope you're enjoying this entrance, our grand entrance into the holiday season. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.